those from the Van Andel Institute joining in, sharing their talents. Dan Rogers, clinical research manager at the Institute, worked in clinical research for at least 10 years. Your current role, you advocate, liaison to scientists and more, and I like that you are the program manager for the Stand Up to Cancer Epigen Genetics Dream Team. So that's kind of cool. Hi to you, Dan.
Hi, thanks for having me in.
Yeah, appreciate you. Clinical research manager, you tell us more about what you do.
Yeah, so I'm fortunate to work with our scientists who work primarily in laboratories, but working to take what they learn in the labs, working on cells and trying to understand these different diseases, and then getting that to patients in the way of either finding different treatments for them or trying to unlock what makes their disease manifest and come about.
Yes, and I know one of your goals is to certainly work in operationalizing translational cancer research that's being done. So I want to focus a bit of our conversation on translational medicine. What is it?
Yeah, so again, trying to understand how do we take what we learn in the laboratory and make that applicable in patients. So what are different treatments that work on cells, cancer cells that are in a petri dish, and then now trying that for the first time in patients or different combinations within patients, or looking at how patients are treated in the clinic and trying to understand when that disease presents, what are the better points that we can either treat it or diagnose it earlier so that it doesn't have as much bad effects like we can see in cancers or Parkinson's disease.
Talk to me more then where clinical trials play their role.
Yeah, so again, clinical trials are when we are giving those treatments to patients in a very controlled manner, trying to understand if, first and foremost, are those treatments safe for patients, because we don't want to give anything that's unsafe, of course, and then trying to understand if those treatments are working. Are they more effective than either what's available currently for patients, or are they not working? We need to understand that, and sometimes that requires taking specimens from the patients, whether that be, you know, a blood specimen or a tumor specimen, and trying to understand if that drug actually got to where it's supposed to be to have that impact.
And obviously, no doubt, the importance of clinical trials, both, I trust, from a science background to a patient that may be asked to be in a trial, right?
Yeah. From a science perspective, we need to know, of course, if things are working or not, and need to do that in a very controlled manner. But for patients, a clinical trial might represent beyond what is available standardly. Now here's a clinical trial. Here's another option of something that might be able to help them, give them some hope of another option when other options are exhausted.
And helping other patients and other future decisions.
Exactly.
I trust Van Andel Institute's clinical research manager, Dan Rogers, in the house. More examples, more specifics about VAI's role in clinical trials then.
Yeah, so with clinical trials, the Institute is trying to have as much impact as we can on human health. And that's in a number of diseases, and cancer and Parkinson's disease and now metabolism areas. We're trying to unlock what are these treatments that can help patients today and in the future. We're trying to have as close to now impact that we can on patients. The way that we do that is through a couple of teams that we have. One is called our Epigenetics Dream Team, and they work with partnering institutions across the U.S. and internationally to conduct these trials. And then we have another group called the Link Clinical Trials Network that works in Parkinson's disease. And again, across the U.S. and in London and Europe, and we're trying to repurpose drugs that are already available in the clinic that are used for other diseases, and now trying those in Parkinson's disease where we think that they can have effect.
Nice. You're changing some lives? Are you affecting those here in West Michigan and beyond with the work you do?
Yeah, absolutely. In West Michigan, we have one trial ongoing with our Epigenetics Dream Team where we're enrolling patients with myelodysplastic syndrome, which is a precursor to leukemia, mm-hmm. and we've enrolled a couple patients there. across the country and internationally, we have 20 trials ongoing with those two teams, and we've enrolled about 1,000 patients. Mm-hmm. We're seeing in these trials extension of life in cancers. We're seeing extension of quality of life, where these patients are living, you know, happier, longer, and more comfortably. So some promise there, and we're trying to unlock what are the best patients for those treatments and how can we share that information more broadly with clinicians.
Tell me more about the Stand Up to Cancer Epigenetics Dream Team.
So with that Dream Team, two scientists that were actually competing against each other, one is our chief scientific officer at the Institute, Peter Jones, and the other, Steve Balin, who works at Johns Hopkins. So they were competing in this field of epigenetics, and Stand Up to Cancer, a philanthropy based out of California, said, if you two were to work together on a project, we'd be happy to fund you. And what we want is these world experts to work together, pull together a team of clinicians and scientists who work in the laboratory and try to unlock what are the cures that are going to help us take care of our cancer patients.
What's been your educational journey, Dan?
So I'm from the area. I grew up in Ada, went to Forest Hills Central, and later to Grand Valley for biomedical science. I got in undergrad and recently graduated with my MBA from Grand Valley as well.
And practicing what you studied.
What,
right?
I study, yes. And happy to be in the area still, too.
Dan Rogers, Clinical Research Manager. How do we find out more information?
Yep. Please go to our website, www.vai.org, and you can find more about our research and clinical trials ongoing right now.
Right, back to work you go. We'll be talking with you and yours on a monthly basis. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks very much for having me.